In Evan Bayh's 5 statewide races over the past quarter century, he's consistently crushed his opponents. And until recently, very recently in fact, Bayh's seat was considered safe yet again in this November's elections. But Republican candidate Don Bates says for more than a year now, he's told crowds that Bayh can be beaten. He says he used to get strange looks and a few laughs.
And now all of a sudden everybody does believe. Polling data today shows that Evan Bayh can be beaten. It didn't matter who it was, Evan Bayh's numbers stayed the same.
But the grand old party's hopes for taking Bayh's seat rested mainly on 6th District Republican Mike Pence. Pence flirted with running until Tuesday, saying he'd rather lead Republican efforts to win a majority in the House. Bates, who doesn't enjoy nearly the same name recognition or war chest as Pence, is trying to galvanize support based on characterizing Democrats as socialists and anti-American.
I'm running more against Barack Obama than I am Evan Bayh. Evan Bayh cannot stop this president. He cannot stop his party. I believe we can and we must. Barack Obama's philosophy for America is the polar opposite of my philosophy for America.
Richard Boehner is another Republican hopeful. He's a licensed plumber and says Joe the Plumber partially motivated this foray into politics, his first. He's also the leader of the Indiana Tea Party.
I don't care whether I win this or not. I'm not in this to be senator. I am a licensed plumber, and as a licensed plumber, I know crap when I see it, and there's a lot of crap in D.C.
In a speech to a crowd of college Republicans this week, Boehner implored them to answer whether they were slaves to the U.S. government. He says he doesn't think President Obama believes in personal liberties, and says he truly believes beating Bayh would help preserve American democracy.
I'm afraid of losing our republic and losing our Constitution. It's not so much about conservatism as it is about individual liberties. States' rights in America.
State Senator Marlon Stutzman and former 8th District Representative John Hostetler are also running for the GOP nomination. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.